You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
Guest, Accordion Ryan, who is coming through to talk about their Pop Bangers show, which is happening at our Otipoti Fringe Festival very, very soon. Morena, how you doing?
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm good. You had a pie this morning?
Yeah, it was very tasty.
You feeling pretty full?
Yeah, I'm feeling full.
Not a light stomach?
Nah, I mean, like, full enough, you know? Mm. I'm feeling good.
Because when you play accordion, how long are you usually on stage for?
It's an hour show.
Hour long.
I mean, I've done longer, but this is an hour show.
So you need to do... Is it good to eat beforehand, or is it good to maybe stay a bit empty?
I'm not so fussy, you know? I'd rather be full than hungry. But, you know, I try not to eat, like, a half hour before. Give it a little bit of time.
Mm-hmm. You recently toured this show over at Edinburgh Fringe, right?
Yeah, I've toured all over. So I've done it multiple times in Edinburgh. Mm-hmm. More recently, I've been on tour over here in New Zealand, also Australia. And, yeah, I was in Perth. I was in Adelaide.
Nice.
Then I was in...
Melbourne?
Wellington, Nelson.
Nice.
And now here.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. What do you think of the country?
I'm liking it a lot. It's a really nice place.
Very chill.
People. Yeah. Yeah. I missed my ferry from Wellington to Picton, and I had to catch a ride with someone, and someone just gave me a ride from the ferry, and people are nice like that here.
Yeah, yeah, it's a bit more chill, I think, than some other countries.
Oh, yeah.
But you usually live in Austria.
Yeah.
Which is pretty awesome.
That's a great time.
Is that quite a, accordion hub? Accordion capital of the world?
I mean, I guess a little bit in terms of, like, if something breaks here, I'm kind of screwed, whereas, if something breaks over there, there are people that fix accordions in Austria.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say, I didn't grow up playing the accordion. I just learned it from my German professor in undergrad. Mm-hmm. And also, I don't play accordion music. I play trashy pop music on the accordion.
True.
So I don't even know the accordion world. You know, I'm a little... a little bit, but not so much.
Crack up.
Yeah.
What motivated you to move to Austria back in the day?
Yeah, so I did a master's program where every semester I was in a different city in Europe. The second one was in Vienna, and I liked it a lot. Mm-hmm. And then I had the chance to go back there, teach English, and it was, a nice job where I could... just work a bit, make some money, and also pursue my artistic passions on the side. So
doing that. Do you rate the public transport there? I've heard really awesome things.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's great, yeah. It's not like it's much better than here, no offense.
Yeah, no, honestly, it's a bit disappointing here. Wellington, I think, has pretty good public transport. Dunedin's all right. Yeah. We've got buses.
Oh, they're right. But it's like if you're trying to get from one city to another and you miss the one bus that day, it's just like, well...
I'm screwed. Yeah.
Someone picks you up.
yeah. There's not really much like intercity transport, unfortunately, no. So you said that you started doing accordion in, what do you say, first year undergrad?
It's my last year, actually.
Yeah. Last year undergrad. Right.
So, yeah, 9 or 10 years ago now. It was a long while ago.
And how did you pick it up?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, my German professor, I met him before I ever took German with him, but he was just like, oh, you should take German with me your last year, and while you're at it, I'll learn to teach you to play the accordion. So he would just teach students to play German folk songs on the accordion.
Wow.
I took it, and I decided, to learn a bit more, started playing on the streets and playing some pop songs, and somehow ended up going to Edinburgh my first time and realizing, oh, people like this. So now I'm touring with my show, and it's going pretty well.
Mm-hmm. You also went on Britain's Got Talent, which is pretty crack up.
Yeah.
How did that feel? Was it pretty surreal? Pretty weird?
It was a pretty wild experience because, growing up in the U.S., I never thought I'd be on one of those shows, especially in a different country. Mm. And also, I picked up the accordion just some years before. I never got into this thinking, oh, I'm going to be a superstar with it. I just got into it thinking, oh, that sounds like a fun thing to do, and then running around the streets, and then... realizing that people like that, so
yeah,
it's a fun time, good experience,
And interacting with Simon Cowell must be pretty weird. Did he have a Ozempic face? Because I know that he's he's lost, he's gotten some surgery.
Yeah, I mean,
he looks a bit weird now.
They're so far away, you can really you can see them, but it's tough to tell up close. Although I did go up to them, I will say. He was the nicest one to me. He smiled during it. He liked it, The others weren't so nice, but,
Really?
Yeah. Oh. The people loved me. The judges decided they didn't, but, those shows, it's arbitrary what they decide they want to like or don't like,
Yeah, it seems like it's a lot of, it seems like a lot of interference maybe from producers to figure out, because stories may be more important than talent, so to speak.
I mean,
What is talent as well?
What is talent? I can't confirm or deny. I'm not behind the scenes, but I think, it's a TV show as much as it is, a talent competition, and of course there's lots of other things that come into play, but I put a good show on for the people that are in the crowd, and that's all I can do,
Who were the other judges? Was it like Louis Walsh?
No, so Britain's Got Talent, it was so Simon was there, Alicia Dixon, Amanda Holden, and Bruno Tonioli.
I had no idea who those people are.
From
bands, I assume? From pop groups?
They're best known for being on that. Bruno Tonioli, he's done Strictly Come Dancing and in the US Dancing with the Stars for a while. So he's known for that. I think Alicia Dixon was in a was in like a girl group like some years ago. Amanda Holden, I don't know. I feel like she has a radio show, and maybe she'd done some West End things. I'm not sure exactly. Mm-hmm. I could be making that up.
Mm-hmm. But just kind of more maybe obscure figures.
Yeah.
Than like, I don't know. Who was on American Idol back in the day? It was like Paula Abdul.
But, I mean, she had actual songs.
She was great. She was fantastic.
And then Randy Jackson.
Randy Jackson. Yeah. Was he... Oh, what was he? Gosh.
I don't...
Was he related to the Jacksons at all?
I feel like he actually wasn't, but I could be wrong. I think he wasn't, but I feel like everyone thought he was. Mm. But...
Because they had a great chemistry. That was like maybe the best era of talent show.
It was, but I'm glad I didn't go on then, because I feel like 20 years ago, even 10, 15 years ago, they really ripped people apart.
Mm.
Actually, I saw that video of, there was a like X Factor here where like the judge got like fired
for
guy for like copying
Willie
her
Moon.
Husband. Do you want to talk about?
Yeah, that was Willie Moon. He's such a mid artist as well. He makes just kind of.
I thought it was a woman that like she like was
Natasha
like,
Kills.
Okay, yes, yeah.
And she I don't know where the hell she came from. She was just a random. And she like roasted a dude wearing a suit, and she's like, "You're dressed like my husband."
Yeah,
and it's like, well, your husband just wears suits. That's not like
it's
his
a suit.
Thing. Exactly. It's not like you have a copyright on it.
Yeah.
It's not like you play accordion and do pop songs. It's not like he's doing that. You know, it's like stealing your thing.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's like, some years ago people really liked that, but nowadays people don't like that as much. So I think also what hurt me is that, like, I mean, nowadays they have to buzz some people, so they're not gonna, like, people don't want to see people, like, delusional people actually get trashed on TV anymore because it's kind of rough.
Yeah.
So they take the kind of goofy acts that are good at what they do but kind of funny and lighthearted, and those are the ones they sometimes pick to, you know, be the ones that are going to be buzzed and whatnot, but that's okay, you know.
Yeah. And, you know, not to bring in kind of the obvious, but what's your stance on Weird Al Yankovic? You know, he's a very prominent accordion player.
Are you going to accuse me of
No, but I just want to know your thoughts.
No, I think it's, I've gotten a lot of comparisons to him, and, you know, I have no problem with that because he's an absolute legend in what he does. Mm. I will say, I didn't grow up, like, as a Weird Al fan trying to be a Weird Al. It was kind of like, I started playing the accordion. The hair just kind of grew out later, and, you know.
The glasses and muscle.
Yeah, and I like fun shirts also, but,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
I think, I try to be me, I don't try to be him, and I think, you know, when you actually see my show, it's, you know.
It's much more of accordion Ryan.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's clear I'm not trying to be anyone else. Obviously, you know, maybe there's a similar vibe there, but, you know. How many sad boys with guitars are there? There can be two goofy
exactly.
guys with an accordion. Like, the world's big enough.
Yeah, totally. There's plenty of room in this town.
Yeah.
It's not a two-horse town. It's a 10-horse town.
Yeah.
Now, I want to know, do you localize the pop tracks? Like, can people who are going to your shows either tonight, tomorrow, or Saturday expect to see any Lord, Dave Dobbin, stuff like that?
I'm glad you asked. So, I do localize it.
Uh-huh. That's mean. That's great.
Yeah, so I've done a thing where I've died, you know, before I go, I used to decide I'm going to play one or two songs. Y'all have too many bangers here. I couldn't pick one or two. So I've got the entirety of Kiwi Music in 8 minutes on the accordion.
Nice. Is it like to say medley? Is that what you do?
Yeah, it's a medley of like 16 different songs.
Right.
There is some Laura. There is some Dave Dobbin. There is some...
Crowded House?
There's Crowded House.
Pierce. Split Ends?
Yeah.
Okay, nice.
There's some other stuff that you will not expect that I would know, but I think it makes it even better.
So. National Anthem?
I don't do the national anthem, but...
That's kind of like a pop song for us, I think. Weirdly enough.
I don't do that, but I do some other stuff that, you know...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We'll leave the other stuff a secret. You know, there's plenty more to talk about. You know, I want to know, have you been covering, like, modern pop bangers? Like, you know, your Charlies, your Chapel Roads, your Billie Eilish.
Yeah, so, I mean, like, I don't have any Billie in the show. There's a little bit of Chapel, there's a little bit of Charlie. Mm-hmm. I do also some, you know, some older stuff, like some Britney, some Flo Rida. I mean...
Flo Rida!
Even, you know, some Queen Ava going way back. So it's like, there's a mix of different eras. But, you know, the goal is things that people will sing along to and get rowdy to with an accordion.
Man. Yeah. Any hip-hop songs? Like, not like us.
I mean, like, I don't... I don't know all the words to that. I can play that little, like, motif. There's a little bit of hip-hop in there, actually, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what was I going to say? I was going to say something about... something, but I've totally forgotten. This always happens.
Yeah.
It always happens. Anyway, should we get into doing some accordion?
Yeah, let's do it.
Fantastic. Fan-play-tastic. Well, folks, this is Accordion Ryan, and do you want to tell us what you're going to play, or are you just going to play it?
I'll play just a medley of a few different songs, you know?
Cool.
It'll be fun.
Let's do it. I've never had an accordion player in the studio. It's fantastic. You're listening to The One. Here's Accordion Ryan. Yeah. Let's hear it.
Thank you. She had them apple bottom jeans, boots with the fur. The whole club was looking at her. She hit floor. Next thing you know, Shoya low, 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 low. Then baggy sweatpants and the Reeboks with the strap. She turned around and gave that big booty a smack. Hey, she hit the floor. Next thing you know, Shoya low, 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 low. That's when I told her her legs on my shoulder and it was over. The Henny and Cola got me against her. She ready for her. I'm gonna control. So lucky on me, I'll just let go. Shoddy was hot like a toast. Sorry, I had to fold her like a pornography poster. She showed her. Oh, baby, baby, how was I supposed to know that something wasn't right here? Oh, baby, baby, I shouldn't have let you go. And now you're out of sight, just show me how you want it to be. Tell me, baby, cause I need to know now. Oh, because my loneliness is killing me. And I must confess, I still believe when I'm not with you, I lose my mind. Give me a sign, hit me, baby, one more time. I went my own way and I admit I'm your favorite reference, baby. Call me Gabby, yet you're so inspired. Whoa, uh-oh. I'm tectonic, moves I'm making, shocking like defibrillator. Just not, can't relate, I'll always be the one. Drop down, yeah, put a camera flash on. So stylish, baby, tees are gone. Drop down, yeah, looking like an icon. Work angles, yeah. You're 360. When you're the media, like what you see. When you're me, it's looking at me. I'm everywhere, I'm so Drea. When you're in the party, we'll bump on that beat. 666 with a princess streak. I'm everywhere, I'm so Drea. Bumping that. Bumping that. Bumping that. No matter how hard I try, you keep pushing me aside and I can't break through. There's no talking to you. It's so sad that you're leaving. It takes time to believe it. But after all's been said and done, you're gonna be the lonely one. Oh, do you believe in love after love? I can feel something inside me say, I really don't think you're strong enough. No, do you believe in love after love? Feel something inside me say, I really don't think you're strong enough. No.
That was beautiful.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Oh my god, that was brilliant.
Thank you.
I love it.
Yeah, just a little taster of what I'm gonna do. There's plenty more where they came from.
That's incredible. That's a whole hour.
Yeah.
That's so good. Yeah, god damn. Time. You're playing at Inch Bar today, tomorrow, and Saturday.
Yeah.
8:00, 9:30 p.m. and 8 p.m. respectively. Yeah. Absolutely great.
Tickets are going fast, so get them while they're hot.
Get them while they're hot, as well as the, you know, a great act.
Yeah.
Inch Bar is a great venue.
Oh, it's great.
It's so lovely.
And I think it's going to be a great vibe. And also, one thing I'll say is, you know, you can't see this on the radio, but, you know, I get pretty active working around. You know, there'll be some booty moving.
Hell yeah. You know, one thing I want to ask, how sore does your back get from the accordion? Because it seems like it's pretty heavy.
Yeah, I mean, like, for an hour, it's okay. This is a lighter accordion. I will say, like, you know, when I've played on the streets before for hours, it gets a little tiring.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, lugging around town gets tiring, but, you know, you're strong for it.
The one thing I remember Doug's going to say earlier, you mentioned Flo Rida.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure he's in, like, the top 10 highest-selling rappers of all time.
I don't doubt that.
Isn't that ridiculous? Off of, like, 3 or 4 songs.
Yeah, I mean, they're just bangers, you know? Like,
absolutely bangers.
Like, absolute bangers. You know, Flo's great, you know?
Mm.
Okay, one thing I love is that, like, okay, it's a very separate topic. Like,
go crazy.
I'm a big fan of Eurovision. I don't know if people here like it or not, but, like,
I really don't know anything about
that's
it.
That's fine. You don't have it here. But,
I know, it's weird.
But Flo Rida was in it, like, a few years ago for San Marino, and that's just such a niche thing, and I just love that for him, you know?
San Marino.
Yeah.
Where is that?
Exactly.
Oh, my God.
It's like a tiny little country inside of Italy.
Oh, right.
And they just brought Flo Rida on stage one year.
Really?
Yeah.
That's impeccable.
So he's just doing random things, you know? He's kind of completing side quests, like living his life at this point.
Wonder how much the taxpayer would have footed the bill for that.
I don't know.
Because is it run by the, like, governments?
I think it's the broadcaster pays for it.
Right.
I assume they paid him some money and he was happy to do it. And I don't know how much it costs. I don't know the guy.
I mean, you live in Europe, so I'm sure it's a huge thing over there.
Yeah,
it's massive.
It is. I mean, it depends what country you're in, like, but it's good over there. I mean, it's big over there. Mm-hmm. And it's fun. I like it, you know.
Mm-hmm. Maybe you could be playing for Austria sometime.
Maybe, you know.
That'd be real fun to see.
Yeah.
That'd be fantastic. Do it in Austrian. Is Austrian a language?
Yeah, in German.
German.
Although right. they have their own versions of German also. So.
Their own dialects.
Yeah,
classic. Well, thank you for coming on the program.
Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you.
Yeah.
If people want to see you, they can see you, again, as I mentioned, today, tomorrow, and Saturday at Inch Bar. Tickets are about $17 to $20. You can just Google Accordion Ryan Fringe Fest, and it'll come up, which is bloody great. Are there any final words you want to leave our lovely listeners with, Ryan?
Thanks for having me. Coming out, here's some bangers on the accordion. It's the party you never knew you needed.
Exactly. And speaking of parties, you've requested a party song, Wrecking Ball by Miley Cyrus.
My favorite song ever.
Let's hear it. Here's Miley Cyrus with Wrecking Ball. You're listening to The One. Bye.
We clawed, we chained our hearts in vain. We jumped, never asking why.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcasts.